This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're launching into the third hour of this episode of the program, which, of course, we do every single night of the week, all 7 nights per week, 7 to 10 at night, Eastern Time. You can join us. With you here tonight, you've got Ian.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And we've also got, of course, your calls if you want to make them to join us here. You can call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. So, just to bring you up to speed, if you're just tuning in, we were talking about Donald Trump and asking, sort of wondering aloud, is he the most pro-peace? Now, he's not truly pro-peace because he's running the U.S. government, the most warmongering, you know, group of gangsters on the planet. But he seems to have done a few things that at the very least are symbolic gestures.
I would say that he is the most reluctant warmonger since Carter.
And that's a compliment.
It is. Yeah. I mean, Carter, I mean, I gotta say, even though he was a Democrat, I mean, Carter is like almost my favorite president during my lifetime just because
he didn't start any new wars.
He didn't start wars. He did screw up the thing with Iran, but then again, Iran was a bomb that was left for him by Eisenhower. I would say Eisenhower holds more responsibility for what happened in Iran than certainly Carter ever could.
So, you know, Trump, as you pointed out in the last hour, Rich, just recently aborted mission on a potential bombing raid that could have killed people. And that was a big deal.
Yeah, it's very interesting. He apparently ordered the strike, and then before the strike was sent out, the strike was because Iran was accused of shooting down a drone. And, of course, this is not a $300 drone like we buy at the hobby shop. This is probably a multi-million dollar device, knowing the U.S. military, so it wasn't trivial, but nonetheless, after ordering the attack and before the attack went out, he went back to his advisors and he said, how many people is this going to kill? And they said about 150. And he said, don't do it. And wow.
Yeah.
That's
shocking.
When's the last time an American president asked how many people is this going to kill and actually cared about the answer?
It's crazy. I mean, it's almost unbelievable that something like that could happen, but apparently it did.
It is, and there's something else that plays into this, which is there's one candidate on the Democratic side who's anti-war, Tulsi Gabbard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, the interesting thing to come out of the out of the Democratic debate last night is she was runaway picked as the crowd's favorite.
Really?
Yeah. She won the post-debate polls. So maybe people are getting hungry for peace.
Hmm.
And the thing is, once we stop having the military-industrial complex eating up half our income, we're going to be a much richer country.
Well, I mean, that presumes that even though, you know, let's say that Trump successfully manages to, you know, negotiate to where the military isn't in as many countries as it currently is, right? Like, the U.S. military is all across the world in hundreds of military bases. I mean, I think I've heard over 700 of them. In, you know, well over 100 countries or however many of them they're in a lot. And let's say he's able to kind of, you know, undo a little bit of that, to stop the active occupations of Afghanistan and Iraq and some of the major stuff that's happened in recent years. That doesn't necessarily mean the military-industrial complex is going to just dry up and go away. I mean, that's...
They won't just dry up and go away, but... If we went to a non-interventionist stance,
if the U.S. government, yeah,
if the U.S. government, if DC went to a non-interventionist stance.
As it was intended by the founding fathers.
It was always intended. If you read, Washington's farewell speech and Jefferson's farewell speech, they were not politically aligned, but yet they both said the same thing. Peace and brotherhood with all nations, entangling alliances with none.
Which is different than isolationism, which is, of course, what they always accused Ron Paul of when he brought out non-interventionism stances. They would accuse him of being an isolationist, which is not at all the same thing.
An isolationist is, to me, somebody who avoids contact with other countries.
Right. Meaning they don't trade.
Right. Yeah. Not somebody who, refrains from randomly going to war with countries. That's really not what the world needs.
Right. So, in other sort of peace-ish kind of news, there's news coming out of the North Korean Central News Agency, KCNA, saying that Kim Jong-un has received a personal letter from Donald Trump. Kim Jong-un praised Trump's extraordinary courage, calling the letter excellent, and saying he would, quote, seriously contemplate the interesting content. Spokesperson Sarah Sanders for Trump said a letter was sent by President Trump, and correspondence between the two leaders has been ongoing, she said. Earlier this month, Mr. Trump said a, quote, beautiful, unquote, letter had been sent to him by Kim Jong-un, so Trump responded. It was not disclosed when or how Trump's letter to Kim had been delivered. Talks between the U.S. and North Korea did stall at the meeting in Vietnam earlier this year in February between Trump and Kim. The letter is the first major development between the countries since then, says the BBC's Laura Bicker from Seoul. The U.S. has insisted North Korea give up its nuclear program, while Pyongyang has demanded relief on their sanctions that have been placed upon the country by the U.S. government and others. However, in recent months, Trump has spoken warmly about Kim. Earlier in the month, he told reporters that North Korea, under Kim's leadership, had, quote, tremendous potential, unquote. And in May, during a visit to Japan, Trump described Kim as, quote, a very smart guy, and said he expected, quote, a lot of good things to come out of North Korea. And, this is an interesting thing to watch, I have to say. As somebody who has spent a number of years on this show, kind of the best we can, paying some level of attention to North Korea. We don't live there, so obviously we don't know what it's really like. All we know is what the people who've escaped from that place say about it and what the state media says about it. I suspect the truth is closer to the people who escaped from that place, but still, unless you're there, you really don't know.
No, and that's one reason I think that Cuba's embargo is so unfortunate.
Yeah.
I would love to go down there and see for myself.
Didn't Trump bring that back?
He did.
That was
unfortunate.
Huge mistake.
And on one hand, on the first level, it looks good. It's anti-communist, but really, it's not anti-communist. What's anti-communist?
It's anti-human is what it is.
Yeah. What's anti-communist is to trade with them and
that's
to
right.
let people see what's really going on down there.
Let them make some money
enough
off
to
of...
put them off communism.
Right, and let them experience. Through the trades that they're making with others, through the relationships they're building with others in other places like the United States, let the Cuban people experience what it's like to interact with people who have more wealth at their fingertips and can, talk about how nice it is to have the ability to, buy a new car or a used car, one that wasn't made in 1957 or whatever it is they're driving around that island.
Yeah, if you look at the collapse of the Soviet Union, The person who really won the Cold War was Levi Strauss. They wanted blue jeans.
Oh,
they wanted decent pants. They
right.
wanted, all of the things that the Western economy could produce and their economy could not produce.
Exactly. And trade, of course, brings down a lot of barriers between people, misunderstandings as well, because eventually you're going to put stuff aside if you just want to make some money.
Yeah, and if you're doing business with a company that's in Seoul, then the last thing you want is for the government to bomb Seoul.
South Korea,
yeah. But any random city will do.
Right.
I don't even remember the capital of North Korea. I'm embarrassed.
And remember, it's Pyongyang. And remember that there's also talks going between North and South Korea's governments as well to end the war that is still in a stalemate and, demilitarized zone and all that, to end that war, the Korean War. after 70 years. I don't know how many years it's been, 60 plus 70 years now since,
yeah,
since that war, 70?
It must have been. It
close
was before
it?
Vietnam.
I think it was in the 50s, if I recall correctly. The toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. So I think the fact that Trump and Kim are writing letters to one another and saying nice things about each other, I think it's a good sign that the, you know, negotiations may come back and we may see some more progress, I hope. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry. But I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free here. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also, by the way, are big fans, or at least I am. I can't speak for you, Rich Paul. I love the Edge wallet, as far as it is my favorite wallet that I use when I'm buying things in real life with cryptocurrency. And Edge does a great job. It's great for new users on crypto because it's just a simple username and password to access your account, unlike a lot of wallets which have like 20 words or 24 words that you have to write down in order to back up your account. With Edge Wallet, you just write down your username and password, keep that in a safe place in case something bad happens to your phone. And it makes it super easy for you to access and hold and save and spend and exchange your cryptocurrencies, including some of the biggies like Bitcoin BTC, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, Monero, as well as others like Ripple, Stellar, and more. Get on over to edge.app to learn more about how you can secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. It's available on both iOS and Android. That's Edge Wallet. Do you have an Edge Wallet, Rich?
I do have Edge Wallet installed on my Android phone, mm-hmm. and I have it's right now there's nothing in it. I've installed it and looked at it, but I'm still using Coinomi as my primary wallet. I've got like 10 wallets on my phone.
I like using a lot of different wallets, so I have some idea of which ones are my favorites. And for experienced and new users alike, Edge Wallet is a fantastic choice. Go to edge.app as we continue with your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Rudy in California. Rudy, where are you calling from in California tonight?
Needles.
All right. California. You must be listening to K-Talks. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. And earlier you had said that you were talking about how Trump supposedly called back the strike on Iran.
That's the story, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a lie.
Really?
Any operation that, someone had to put this thing together, mm-hmm. and, the president gets briefed. He gets told way before he ever commits to pulling off any kind of a strike. Someone's going to give him what their estimation is about who's going to die and what's going to happen. Trump knew all this stuff before he even said, let's do it. So him coming on and saying that he decided to pull it back after it was already in the air, when he found out that 150 people were going to get killed, crap.
So you're saying he's making this up to make himself sound better?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any source on that information, or is that just your masculine inner intuition?
No, that's how every military operation ever gets started. The president is informed before he ever commits to the operation. There's a whole bunch of 20 people in the room or whatever. All were experts.
Well, isn't it possible that Trump authorized the strike and then moments later deauthorized it? I mean, how much time are we told has been taken?
I mean, this is Donald Trump. His memory isn't always accurate, so I wouldn't be surprised if he double-checked the number, even if that wasn't the first time he heard it.
How much time is the story claiming that elapsed between when he authorized the strike and when he canceled it? Could it have been at the same meeting where he made those choices? Or was it supposedly 12 hours later? Do we know? Does anybody, was that part of the story, Rich, that you recall hearing, was how much time was between when Trump authorized the strike and then canceled it?
I don't know exactly the timeline that he claimed.
So that could have been the span of the entire meeting. That could have been, if it was 20 or 30 minutes, it could have been the beginning of the meeting. He felt like it should happen, and at the end of the meeting, he changed his mind. Isn't that possible?
Yeah. I mean, I'd tell you there have been a lot of business meetings where I've said, hey, this is a good idea, let's do this, and by the end of the meeting, I had been convinced that the idea that I had signed on to was terrible and that we shouldn't do it.
Bro, this operation was talked about for weeks. But, it's a big deal, right? Hmm. Going to attack another country, that's a big deal.
When was the drone shot down, do you know?
Well, there's a couple things about that drone. The Straits of Hormuz is only 20 miles wide. International waters gets 11 miles to every country. The drone was in either Oman or airspace or Iran. We have a history with Iran, right? I mean,
you mean the U.S. government?
Ever since 79. Mm-hmm. When the Shah...
Well, it goes back farther than that. It goes back to 1953 when the CIA overthrew the Iranian government.
Exactly. So in 79, when the Shah was dying of cancer, came to the United States trying to save the starry ass, that's when the people of Iran said, this is our chance, you know, and they got their country back. And they became enemy number one for us.
And meanwhile, the Shah had whipped up a religious revival in what had been a pretty westernized secular country. But by oppressing the Muslims there, he created a religious revival, just like the Romans did when they threw the Christians to the lions. And it was that religious revival which ended up being the backbone of the revolution that, that removed him. So basically, Eisenhower is the reason that Iran is in the hands of Islamists now.
Yeah, well, basically CIA, which, you know, people think CIA is a separate entity. It's basically the president's personal black op police force. Let me get to one more point before we go.
Sure.
You're talking about the letter with Kim. And,
yeah, they're trading letters.
Trump makes us look so pathetic on the world stage. You know, we have a, you know, these are, you know, the world is the world. It's got countries and leaders and.
What is it that's pathetic about actually coming to the table for the first time in North Korean history and actually talking to the dictator?
I think it's this is a government by stunt. A couple months ago, he said that he went on and said that Kim had written him a letter, and he actually said he's in love with Kim. This is ridiculous.
He did say that, yeah.
Well, that's a Trumpy thing, kind of thing to say. And you may not like his style, but his got him elected president. Yours didn't get you elected.
Well, okay. Why does he always like the authoritarian, the dictators? You know, the guy in the Philippines, the guy in Turkey.
Well, I mean, he doesn't like them all, right? Like, he hasn't said nice things about Maduro down in Venezuela. So he's just doing whatever is politically convenient, I think, for Trump.
And he doesn't miss a chance to crap on our allies.
Well, I don't have any allies in the world stage.
We have leeches. We don't have any allies. We have leeches and victims. That's pretty much what we have.
You mean the U.S. government?
D.C. has leeches and victims.
I'm pushing 70. I've been following politics, you know, basically since after World War II, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course we have allies. Matter of fact,
I don't have allies. I mean, you say we, I'm not part of the government, so just leave me out of it, okay?
Sure.
The government's my enemy, too.
Yeah. Hey, Rudy, I understand and appreciate your critique. Thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. So basically saying that he doesn't buy that Trump actually changed his mind about the drone strike.
Well, that's certainly possible, but the thing about politics is, even if what you're announcing is a self-serving narrative, you know, the narrative that you release matters. And what he seems to be signaling is that aggression is not the answer, and I agree with him if that's what he's trying to say.
Absolutely. And to anybody that would call it, you know, cowardice or whatever, I think that he's doing the right thing. Anything that's anti-war, that saves innocent lives, he deserves praise for that. Please. The toll-free number here is 855-453. We're going to continue. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
The USA Radio News with John Hunt.
It's night two of the Democratic debates, and it's all about Joe Biden tonight. The former vice president could solidify his status to win his party's presidential nomination, but more than 2 months into the campaign, noteworthy for the candidate's limited interaction with the public, right now Biden sits at 32% in the Real Clear Politics average of national polls, with Sanders next at 16.9% and Warren third at 12.8%. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are now able to pass a piece of bipartisan legislation. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
The House is sending President Trump a $4.6 billion aid package. Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, says it's important to get emergency funding to those who need it.
We have to make sure that the resources needed to protect the children are available.
Republican Mitch McConnell says, what was the holdup in the first place?
They've been talking for 2 months about this humanitarian crisis. It should not have been this hard.
This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free and join us here if you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. You've got me, Ian.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And don't forget, you can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. By the way, I got an email. I'm way behind on emails because I basically spent most of 2 weeks in the woods, Rich, you and I up at Fork Fest and then the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And it's hard to get your emails taken care of when you're on a campground. It's just not only because the internet connection isn't that great, but also because you're just having fun talking to people and hanging out. So I'm way behind in emails, but I did notice that I got an email from the folks over at DLive. And they have approved us provisionally for what they call a partner status. And so it's not the highest level. It's not like their global partner or whatever, but we're like the second highest or whatever, or the first lowest or whatever you want to look at it. We're not the lowest level. We're up just one step above that now. Although it hasn't been approved yet. They've like provisionally approved it. I still have to jump through a few more hoops, apparently. But I will be jumping through those hoops soon, and hopefully we will be a partner soon with DLive. Which means a few good things for our DLive channel. DLive is one of our video streaming services, so we're on Twitch, we're on YouTube, we're on DLive, and you can go to any one of those three terms, .freetalklive.com or .lrn.fm, so like DLive.lrn.fm will take you right to our DLive channel, And that is where you can follow our channel. In fact, we're trying to get to 1,000 followers. We're over 700 of them right now. So please follow us on that platform. It is a purportedly decentralized platform. And maybe now that we're a partner, maybe we can actually get one of the DLive people on to kind of talk about the platform. I think that might be kind of interesting. Like,
yeah.
Let's hold their feet to the fire a little bit and see, you know, how decentralized is this thing? And are they planning on making it more decentralized in the future?
Yeah, I think that's a good question, because how much I really want to invest in that platform depends on the answers to those questions.
Yeah, if it's not really that decentralized and it's just in the name, then it's going to be hard to get excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's not to say they do a bad job. They do a good job of delivering a nice quality-looking video, and they've got a good platform that seems to work pretty well. So we're there now, and we'll work on getting that partner status taken care of. So go to dlive.lrn.fm, and you can follow us there as we continue with your calls and thoughts. Let's talk to Pavel in New York, listening online at freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Pavel.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, good. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I ran across, I heard about your show a long time ago. Then I read the book called Bitcoin Billionaire.
Oh, yeah, very cool.
Yeah, they mention you guys all over and, you know, the people you're associated with. But I was just hoping to see maybe, like, what advice you can give. I live in upstate New York, right outside of Syracuse.
Okay.
And basically, you probably know New York State. The taxes here are so much ridiculous. I think we're paying for, like, New York City's expenses. Yeah.
New York is one of the most heavily taxed, heavily regulated places in the United States. It is the 50th least free state, and it is much less free than even compared to California, which is by no means a free place. But New York scores way lower on the Freedom in the 50 States study than any other state, and it's way lower than even number 49, which is California. So, yeah, you basically live in the least free of all of the 50 states by far.
Yeah. I'm thinking of going back to Russia almost, you know, because over here, although Russia, the freedom is not as good also, but, you know, not as much taxes. You have free medical services, you have, you know, there's no taxes. Whatever you make, you keep, basically. So.
That can't be. I mean, how's the Russian government funding their operations?
Well, not everything, but for the most part, you know. There's ways around it over here. So
I mean, do they have property tax? What's the main mechanism? Is there a sales tax in Russia?
They charge like tax based on like your income. They do look at that. There's an income tax.
So there is an income tax.
It's not like high over here. If you want to own a business, I was just with a guy the other day. 37% he pays to the government.
37% to the state? To the state government?
No, to the federal government.
To the federal, because there's also state and city taxes in New York City. There's state taxes and city taxes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know. You're from New Hampshire, where I was thinking maybe move to like South Carolina or something. But what do you think? Maybe try to like Bitcoin's going up yesterday.
I think it depends on how you feel about freedom. You know, so is freedom important to you?
Of course.
Okay.
Do you consider yourself a libertarian?
The more I listen to you guys and read, I think I am.
Well, you might want to consider New Hampshire as a destination. If you go to freestateproject.org, there's a collection of reasons to do that.
There's actually a better site than that, Rich. There's 101reasonsfilm.com, which is the reasons you're talking about.
I thought of that when the word reasons fell out of my mouth.
Yeah, it started as a text list that was on the Free State Project's website, but then it was actually made into a hour-long documentary film. And it's very, very, very interesting, very persuasive, very well-researched. And if you're in a place like New York, you're already getting crappy weather. So you might as well, you know, if you care about freedom, move a few hours to the east, move to New Hampshire, instantly are in like the number one or number two most free of all the 50 states. So you have a tremendous increase in freedom, and you still got the crappy weather. So it's definitely a step up.
Yeah, and if you're
How is it freedom? Basically, do you not pay taxes like in New York State, or why?
Not as many, no.
New York State has an incredibly high tax burden. We do have relatively high property taxes here, yep. but we have no sales tax, no income tax. And the government is a lot smaller here. So they
per capita, there aren't as many bureaucrats. There's more productive people here.
Yeah, so basically that means that it's much easier to run a business here, and you can run a business more profitably here.
I would love to come down, especially now. I think it's a beautiful time to come to New Hampshire.
Yeah, absolutely. But, what I would recommend is checking out the New Hampshire Freedom Festivals next year. We just finished them here this year in the summertime. But anytime you want to, you can come out to New Hampshire. And like, if you go to the Shire Society forums over at forum.shiresociety.com, you can post there, and then there are people who are already living here, like Rich and I and others, who monitor those forums. And then, you know, somebody might say, oh, well, we're coming to Keene on, you know, September, whatever. And then, you know, we can put together like a luncheon kind of meetup for people in the area to come out and meet you.
Yeah, I mean, visiting during festivals is great, but you can come out and visit anytime. If there's a libertarian in Keen, then generally we will, you know, announce it, have a lunch for
them. They just went out
so
tonight.
You can meet the guys.
They just went out. We couldn't go because we had to be on the air. It was after they had a dinner where a couple of a couple that is actually living in a bus, they went up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival and Forkfest, and they're actually spending a few nights here in Keene. And so some of the Keeniacs, the Keene area liberty activists, went out and grabbed some Indian food at the local cryptocurrency accepting Indian restaurant here in downtown Keene. So they do that. It's pretty regular. So check out forum.shiresociety.com and check out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. Pavel, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The website for the movie is 101reasonsfilm.com. It actually turns 5 this year. Later this year, Rich, that movie will have been half a decade old.
Wow. That one came out after Derek Jay's victimless crime spree, right?
2 years after.
Okay, yeah.
So it was the end of 2014 when the 101 Reasons film came out. It's a great movie. It's still relevant. You know, it was well done at the time, and there's probably a few updates that it could have since then, I would imagine, but it's overall a good picture of a community of liberty-minded, libertarian, voluntarist, anarchists, people that care about freedom, activists that we have here in New Hampshire. And it's a population that continues to grow, albeit slowly, over time, as more people pick up their lives from places like New York and move here.
Yeah, and I think as tyranny gets worse in the rest of the country, people are going to be moving here faster and faster. They're going to want to escape.
As long as they can get out of where they're coming from. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up next.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and as always, you're invited to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
You know, nobody, it's been a while since we've done an after show. And
nobody knows.
I know. It's been quite a while. And I think part of the reason is we were gone for a couple of weeks. And we've
been tired. I've been so behind schedule on everything. I still am. I haven't called my dad yet for Father's Day. I still need to.
Oh, man. I thought I was awful. Bad. I was a few days late as well. I ended up calling. Every year it seems like every year I'm at that campground during Father's Day, and every year I always, you know, get distracted by whatever things are going on.
I really should get in the habit of calling my dad before I go to ForkFest and wishing him in advance a happy Father's Day.
Yeah, that would be a different, you know, a different approach, I suppose. Yeah. So anyway, we're going to get back, I think, into doing some of the after shows, Rich. Do you want to do one tomorrow night?
I would absolutely like to do one.
All right, so we'll do a Friday night after show after our program, and after our radio program ends tomorrow night, we will continue on live on DLive and Twitch, the two video streaming platforms that we're a part of. I don't know if we'll be a partner on DLive by then, but we'll see how long it takes them to finish up the approval process on us. So check us out over at twitch.lrn.fm and also DLive.lrn.fm. As we go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Oh, and one other thing, I want to say thanks to Gary, who's a Free Talk Live Silver Amplifier, which means Gary gives $5 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and it's a way for you to back up what we do here. If you value what we do, you value the fact that we give you the archives for free, the webcam for free, all the stuff that a lot of the other talk show hosts out there charge you on their websites for, we do it free. If you like that, then please back up the show by becoming an amplifier like Gary. Over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. You can use PayPal, you can use credit card, or Bitcoin BTC. And you get some cool perks, some benefits for being an amplifier, and we sure do appreciate it. It helps us get on more stations. We're on over 205 stations now, and we can be on more with your help at amp.freetalklive.com. To the phones, to your calls and thoughts. Sam is on the line in New York listening to LRN.FM. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, guys.
I'm calling about, like, self-defense stuff. So
okay.
I was listening to your podcast.
Before you go on, Sam, I'm just going to give you a little sound check here. Just back off your phone by, like, an inch, and then I think you'll sound a lot better. If you could.
Is this better?
Yeah, that's better. Thank you. Go ahead.
It was the Bluetooth. So I was calling about, I was listening to your podcast from last night, and or maybe the night before, I don't know. And you guys are talking a lot about guns. You guys talk a lot about guns and how we need to respect the Second Amendment and all this stuff, and these gun laws are just BS, basically. And I'm totally with that. I get it. My whole thing is just with the self-defense, like other things that can help with self-defense. Like being in New York, you're not allowed to buy like a stun gun. You're not allowed to buy pepper spray a lot of places. Like you can't even buy them online and have them shipped to New York.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And I just, I think that should be like focused on along with the guns and everything. And
I agree totally. Look, the,
you know, I don't hear
the right to bear
that.
Arms doesn't have to do with, you know, just guns. It has to do with anything that can help you even the odds in an attack against you, whether it's an attack against you by a government goon squad or it's an attack against you by a private criminal. Having the ability to use a weapon, and obviously some people are trained to use their bodies as weapons, but that's another matter entirely. But having the ability to grab a thing and have a better chance at surviving the encounter is basically, you know, one of the reasons that that amendment exists.
Yeah, I've studied.
Go ahead.
I've studied martial arts, and that's one of the great things about that is they can never take that away from you, even in prison.
Yeah, I just think that a lot more focus needs to be put on that alongside the guns, because guns are scary to a lot of people. But, you know, carrying around a little stun gun or like a little, you know, like a little thing of pepper spray, you know, it would help out, especially women, a lot to be able to have something
it's
like that.
It's better than nothing. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And with pepper spray and a stun gun, a mistake isn't likely going to be deadly. So, I mean, there are some arguments that, you know, in certain circumstances, they may actually be preferable to have those things on hand. But the freedom to have any of those things is super important. While some people may find guns to be scary, that's not the problem of the person who's bearing the gun.
The place where guns become essential also is in combating an out-of-control government. Mm-hmm. And even if you don't think that the government is out of control now, whereas, you know, I would say they pretty much are, in what's designed to be an eternal republic, there's always the possibility of electing a Hitler. And if you have to fight your own government, nothing but guns will do, because they've got a lot of guns.
Pepper spray is not going to cut it in a situation against multiple attackers like that. Especially armed.
Yeah, I agree.
Ones that are in tanks, for instance. So, yeah, Sam, I mean, you're living in a place like New York. If you were in Massachusetts,
I know I'm getting this. I know I'm about to get the New Hampshire shield.
No. We already did that earlier. What I was going to say was there's a difference in the mentality when you're around people who understand guns, when those people are more common through society, which tends to be true in New Hampshire, like even Democrats have guns in New Hampshire. But when those people are, a lot of them, when those people are, you know, raised around guns, then they see guns on a regular basis. They see them being carried not just by police, but by average people around them in restaurants and, you know, in parking lots and wherever. These are some of the places I've seen guns on people. I've seen, you know, a guy getting out of his car and just sort of arming up, you know, putting his gun in his waistband. And I've seen a guy in a restaurant sort of inadvertently flashing his gun. He didn't intend to do it. It was just I happened to see in his coat when he was getting out of his chair or whatever. I happened to see he was carrying. Mm-hmm. And so, like, you see those things around in a place like New Hampshire or some of the other more gun-friendly states, whereas in New York, guns are so suppressed And people are so trained to believe that they're terrible and terrifying, and they certainly are a dangerous tool, but there are plenty of dangerous tools you can cut your hands off with and do all other manner of productive things with. If in the right circumstances you have a gun, you may end up saving your life or the lives of other innocent people. So when people from Massachusetts come up to New Hampshire to go shopping, as many of them are wont to do, and they see somebody carrying a gun, well, a lot of times they freak out.
Yeah.
They're not used to it.
See, for me,
which good for
I would
them.
Love that. I would love to be around people who were, you know, always had guns on them, or whether I could see them or not. It, just knowing that people had the ability to open carry or conceal carry, it would put my mind at ease because I know who to run to and get behind if somebody's coming at me, you know?
Yeah, and that's one of the things that brought me to New Hampshire. I remember watching footage of a 2003 rally where there were a bunch of people, a lot of whom were Free Staters, open carrying and protesting real ID on the steps of the State House.
I think that was 05. 2003, well, 05, most of them hadn't moved yet.
Okay, yeah, that's yeah. Right. It probably was 05.
The vote happened in October, I think, of 2003.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah. But anyway, the point was, it was just to me as somebody, I was from Michigan and there open carry was technically legal, but God help you if you did it, they'd shoot you down like a dog, you know, although that has changed now. The open carry revolution is starting to spread.
Sam,
yeah,
I want to
I'm
say
glad
thanks.
It is.
Thanks
you.
For the call tonight. Hopefully you can get out to New Hampshire to see what the difference is like here because it is stark. Between a place like New Hampshire and New York. And all you have to do is talk to some of the migrants, the people who've come from New York and have settled here. We've got a roommate, actually, who's one of those folks, and he was cooking out at Fork Fest and the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and he's got a lot of stories to tell from how bad it was over there. Thanks for the call, Sam. We appreciate it. Let's talk to Kevin, listening in Massachusetts to WBNW. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, Braintree. I researched that.
Still not allowed to call. So that's the end of that story. Now, Rich Paul, it's been a darn good show. How can folks find out more about your nobody?
Let's see. Right now, we're only on Facebook, so search for Elect Nobody. But we
still waiting
will
on
soon
the government.
Be at electnobody.com.
We're still waiting on the approval. We got a court hearing coming up in probably just under a month. Hopefully, the judge will approve your name change.
Yeah, we can bring the website up before that.
Certainly, though. Certainly. I remain optimistic about our chances in this case, even though the hearing's been put off. All right, more coming up tomorrow. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.